I think when the cards are all in, that rural Alaska will know that I have supported them and done a good job for them.
That's Governor Bill Sheffield. When he campaigned for the office, Sheffield courted the bush, visiting many communities, supporting subsistence, and advocating caution when dealing with oil and gas development. And his stands for village issues meant lots of votes in a close election. Some called the Fink-Sheffield race an urban versus rural campaign, though both candidates were successful Anchorage businessmen. Rural Alaska, the bush, is a powerful force in state government, an element that cannot be ignored in the politics of the legislative or the executive branches of government. On this Chinook program, an assessment of the governor and a look at bush legislators and bush legislation. Senator John Sackett of Ruby is the co-chairman of the Senate Finance Committee. 1983 marked his 15th year as a legislator.
Is there a difference between the kinds of legislation that people seek for rural areas as opposed to urban areas?
Oh, I think so, to a certain degree. It seems that, at least in my years down here, that the thrust of what legislators from the rural areas have been attempting to do primarily has been to achieve basic services for their constituents, basic meaning schools, health facilities, water and sewer, things of that sort. I found that the ones from the urban centers seem to be more concerned about statewide issues, about area-wide issues, don't need to and don't get down to the individual constituent problems as much as I found that we have to do out in the rural areas.
There are 20,000 people in Senator Sackett's district, distributed in communities from the Canadian border to Nelson Island. On the House side, Tony Vasca of Bethel represents 23 of the villages in Sackett's district. He was first elected in 1980.
I think most legislators recognize that rural Alaska has greater needs than, say, the urban areas, Anchorage, for instance, and that basic services such as water, sewer, transportation, those kinds of things are not only expensive, but they're necessary in individual spots on the map that they see. They see 25 villages instead of one community or 18 blocks that they represent in downtown Anchorage. That's different than 25 villages scattered all over the map. I think the legislators are slowly realizing what a huge difference there is between the villages and the urban areas. But it's real slow in having people recognize that, and especially when they change every 2 years, it requires training new people all over again.
You know, I think probably urban Alaska thinks Bush gets everything, and Bush Alaska thinks that urban gets way too much.
Governor Bill Sheffield.
And I understand both arguments because I've been to Bush a lot, and I live in urban Alaska. But I always remind urban Alaska, the person in the back row of the Lions Club luncheon, that says you were voted, everybody in Bush, Alaska voted for you, and what are you going to do for urban Alaska? And I always reminded people in urban Alaska, whatever money is spent in Bush, Alaska, rubs off on the urban areas, and they need not ever forget that. I want to try to bring everybody together, so that urban Alaska understands rural Alaska and their needs. And there are a lot of needs. We may never be out of needs in rural Alaska. But what we need to do is plan how we're going to tackle those various projects, village by village, put them all up on the table, all the needs, and then start putting some priorities to them and start doing them and then finishing them too.
My name is Emil Noddy. I'm the legislative assistant for Governor Sheffield.
What does that mean?
That means I'm his lobbyist. I try to work his legislation, his bills, through the House and the Senate and get them passed so that he can sign them into law.
Noddy was one of the key figures in obtaining an Alaska Native land claim settlement from the United States Congress in 1971. He is originally from Koyukuk on the Yukon River.
The rural areas, of course, don't have very many representatives comparatively. You know, half the people come out of Anchorage, and so half of the House and the Senate, or a majority of them, come out of Anchorage. because the reapportionment in 1980 gave the majority to Anchorage. But they have experienced people in from rural Alaska, and they know how to work the system. And they do work at it. They're hard workers, and they're smart, and they do a good job.
My name is Representative Val Adams from Kotzebue. I represent the North Slope and the Nana region, which is District 22 in the state.
Though Adams was first elected to the House just a few years ago, in 1980, in that time, the Inupiat Kotzebue Democrat has amassed considerable power and political savvy. Representative Adams chairs the House Finance Committee.
We're going after basic needs both in the urban and the rural areas.
So you don't see any conflict between, say, urban legislators and rural legislators?
Not at this particular time, because we're at a time of conservativeness in what we have to do with our present dollar. And I think all of us are looking what is the best way to spend our dollar and to get most of us in both rural and urban areas. And I think we're back to the same old things. Try to upgrade our roads, try to upgrade the airports, community services and needs that we find better for public safety and health. But the relationship that we have here from a single-member district is we try to work very hard with whomever we have from Fairbanks, Anchorage, Southeastern, in order to help our particular districts.
When you are trying to work together, make a coalition, who would you go to?
Who would I go to? Mm-hmm. I've worked well with Representative Fuller from Nome, Representative Hurlburt from Sleet Mute, Representative Cato from Valdez, Representative Herman from Dillingham, and there's five or six of us that work real close together.
How about senators that you might approach?
The senators that I do work very well with is Senator Ferguson from my district from Kotzebue, Senator Sackett from Ruby, Senator Mulcahy from Kodiak, and those I consider good friends and political advisors of me. They've been good friends of mine since I've started, and those, you know, I listen to them quite closely.
Do you find that in your position as chair of House Finance that you have, increased the clout that is attributed or given to rural legislators?
I think I play a part in helping bring pieces of legislation and capital to Bush legislators, and, you know, that's just one of my responsibilities. But, you know, somebody else has to measure how much clout we bring to it, or I bring to it.
Just a couple of years ago, Al Adams led five Bush Democrats into the Republican minority, overthrowing the House majority, an act that led to Adams' current commanding position as chair of the most important committee in the House. But where for urban voters the party of the candidate is important, for the rural electorate it's less significant. Though the Bush has traditionally voted Democrat, Republican Congressman Don Young constantly wipes out his opponents with the help of Bush votes, and popular and powerful State Senator John Sackett is a Republican.
During the early days in the 60s, wasn't exactly the best position to be in to be a Republican and a native from rural Alaska, but obviously, I've never let it bother me, and so just, you know, you just keep working what you have. I have been fortunate in one respect, that ever since the first day I've been down here, I've had the opportunity to serve on the Finance Committee. And from 1967 on, just by virtue of being in either a majority party or a coalition, it's turned out that way, to where I've always been in the majority in every situation. I've always had the opportunity each year to serve on the Finance Committee, and I think that has helped me an awful lot. It took a tremendous amount of time to learn the whole legislative process and to learn the entire budget system, where all the dollars in state government are spent. And I think that's been probably the one thing that's helped me more than anything else, is having that knowledge.
Which Bush legislators do you feel closest to? Do you listen to most? Governor Sheffield.
Well, I probably talked to Al Adams and Johnny Sackett more than most of them. Although I see Tony Vasco all the time, and I see Adelaide Herman a lot, and Frank and I, Frank Ferguson, I talk on the phone a lot, and we visit. I feel friendly with all of them. I feel close to all of them. I've known all of them for a long period of time, and I don't feel I have any. While we may disagree on issues, whether it's whatever the issue may be, we are never unfriendly, personality wise, as far as I'm concerned.
Some Capitol observers would question the friendliness of Senator Ferguson's allegations of conflict of interest by Sheffield and members of his cabinet early in the governor's tenure in office. And most people inside and out of state government would agree that Governor Sheffield's support from the Bush has waned since the election. He just doesn't appear to be following through on campaign promises, says Representative Adelheid Herman of Dillingham. She chairs the so-called Bush caucus.
Well, I think there's a lot of people concerned about it. You know, once you say something and make promises, people are looking at you for, you know, living up to those promises, and they'll comment if they don't get their, you know, what they were promised.
You're getting my personal reaction at this time.
Representative Al Adams.
And I help campaign for Governor Sheffield in my particular district, and was with him in Kotzebue, Barrow, and some of the villages, but I'm very disappointed at this particular time, at this point, as he's taken office. I don't believe that he has fulfilled some of his commitments and promises he's made to the rural areas. And so I'm going to have to, before I give a harsh judgment on him, is give him a little more time and latitude to see how he fares out. He still's got a few more things to learn yet.
How do you convey those concerns to him? Do you go knock on his door, call him up, speak with Emil Nadi? What do you do?
I go on a one-to-one basis and also use Emil Nadi at times, but I think, you know, we have tried to help him and give him advice, but that is thrown aside, and I think he should listen to advice of many of his friends, and I consider him one of my friends, so we can help him along in his administration.
Typical of all politicians.
Senator John Sackett.
I think it's fine. The governor is finding it more difficult to deliver than the promises that were made. It's easy to promise and difficult to deliver at times. And two, I think there is a certain degree of forgetting about what the promises were. And that's really sad and unfortunate. And I'm not a very political animal in terms of parties. Just because I'm a Republican, he's a Democrat, doesn't make any difference to me. I support people based upon people, and I like the governor as a individual. But if you're going to make promises, then you better stick with them, because that's the first thing that people will point out when you run for re-election again, is that you didn't keep your promises. And why in the world would you be elected if you can't keep them, if you start making commitments of that sort? So he should have been, one, extremely careful to begin with, and two, he should have followed through if he was going to make commitments. And it's really early to tell at this point in time, but hopefully within the next 3 years it's going to change. It'll have to change if he expects to come back again.
Unless there's objection, the House stands in recess until 3:15 this afternoon.
I'm Karen Michelle McPherson. Chinook is a production of KUAC-FM at the University of Alaska in Fairbanks.